Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope everybody had a wonderful week. This is so exciting to have a show where we can talk about all different paradigms of living and everything that you can do to break barriers, to have fearlessness, to step out of these boxes. Today's guest that we have is a UFOologist, I guess the way you said it, specialist. And we've been talking about him for quite some time, but right now we've got him in Spain, and he's in the Alps, and so we're having trouble with the signal patching that through. So hopefully we'll have him on each day. If not, we will bump him till next week and bump all the other shows subsequently, you know, moving forward, in which case we will play Julian Michaels' numerology show for you today, which I know is still the most incredible information that you possibly can have, and I just welcome all of you to find Julian Michael and to have him do your numbers, especially if you're moving into a new building and you're looking for those numbers, if there's something significant happening in your life, if you're looking for life changes, financial abundance, wealth, all of those things. He really is such an incredibly, incredibly gifted talent. And I know that he has helped me through so much and guided me through so much. And so, you know, if you have not heard his show, please stay on the line so you can hear his information and find a way to contact him, which I think is just brilliant. Also, we were talking about the unlimited potential of the body. We were talking about all of the different ways that you can levitate, that you can teleport, ways that you can pierce the veil of consciousness. And so if anybody has any questions regarding that, please feel free to call me. I'm happy why I am on the line to talk to you about those things, as well as we were talking about shamanic journeys. And then I'd love to just talk a little bit about the UFO and the space consciousness. I know that in so many different countries we talk about, okay, that there are UFOs and that, you know, where do you see UFOs and are they really underground and why ships and what's the difference between a plasma ship and a metal ship. And I know that there are people that can really define and answer those questions for you. But one of the most brilliant journeys is really to talk about why ships. And when you talk about two or more being gathered of consciousness, when you always say if two or more are gathered, that there's an envelopment, a solidness of consciousness, and that's anybody. That's if you and I were to walk into a building and somebody says, you know, you guys are peanuts or you're scarecrows or whatever, and I could look at you and you can look at me and we'd say, that's not true. What we know to be true, we hold in the consciousness with each other. And so a very good way to think about this is if you think about scuba diving and you think when we go under the sea, and that it's not that we can't swim, because obviously we do swim. You know, we swim every since we're children. We swim in pools. We swim in lakes. We swim in oceans. And so, you know, for all of that, we understand that we have the ability to swim. But what happens is when we go deeper and deeper and deeper into a denser vibration, we cannot survive or sustain in that vibrational field, in which case we put on the little scuba mask and the little oxygen, and we're able to go under and under and under, and with the encasement, we are able to breathe. So you understand that that encasement allows us the oxygen in a denser vibration. And so when you think about a ship, you think about when two or more are gathered. So you think that one being from another world and a second being or a third being from another world, that when they travel together, they maintain a form of consciousness of what they know to be true, what they know their conscious thought. It's the same as any belief system when two or more are gathered. And then the encasement, very much like the scuba mask, works. So as you're going into those deeper levels of consciousness, they're able to survive in a denser vibrational field. It's not that they can't teleport. It's not that they can't move from one place to another, from one planet to another, from one space to another, because we've already talked about how easy it is to teleport and to levitate. So obviously, being a being from another world with a higher vibration, it's easy to be able to move about. So why the ship? The ship works the same way that you would define the scuba mask. And so as the ship is moving into a denser vibration, into our energy field, that encasement works the same way. So they can survive in this denser vibration until there comes a time in which we vibrate higher and raise our consciousness and enlightenment. And when we're vibrating at a higher field, they'll be vibrating at the same level. And we'll all be able to be together. But for right now, that ship works the same encasement. It's not that they cannot move about the same way. It's not that we cannot swim. It's that that encasement actually works as the vibrational field, which is why when a ship goes away, you don't see it getting smaller and smaller and smaller. What happens is you see the ship just completely disappear when it no longer needs the shell and it no longer needs the encasement. And so I think that, you know, that is one of the things that when we look at, and so I had the extraordinary opportunity. I was in Arizona, and I was working at a ufology center. And we were there, and we were really having an opportunity to talk to people and to look and to see all of the different ways in which we can, all of the different ways in which the ships impart in our life. And there are many space centers and many belief systems that choose to believe that there is caves and that there are underground buildings right now and that there are places and spaces on the earth where these ships are coming in and where these ships are coming out. And so for all of those fields, for all of those worlds, for everything, it's such a joy and it's such an embodiment of absolutely everything that we know to be true. So it's from that that we really look and say, is this true? Is this happening in our world? Is this happening in our life? Is this happening in our reality? And the answer is yes. Yes, it is. And there are people amongst us. Remember, I was sharing a story, if you were online, and I was talking about when I was in the White House and that when I was speaking about the eagle and the condor prophecies and how I got stopped by the guard, and the guard turned to me and he opened his shirt to share with me that he had a medicine bag under his shirt. That medicine bag was symbolic of letting me know that that energy field was in the White House. And that energy field is here amongst us, amongst the beings, amongst the Palladians, amongst people from Liquid Blue, amongst the reptilians, among the reticulans, among all of these different energy fields. And so if you have a question of consciousness, I'm so excited for Peter to share with us all of his knowledge. He wrote the book, The Welsh Triangle, which was one of the most popular books about the place and space and the power points on the planet, and which are portals, you know, from energy to come through. And it's funny because right now I'm just unpacking and I'm moving and I'm opening up boxes of things like Close Encounters of the Third Kind and ET and all of these different forms of consciousness and ways that we learn and ways that we teach. And one of the things that I always look at is one of the most popular stories throughout all history and all of time is The Little Prince. And what makes The Little Prince truly such a classic fairy tale is that you have the rose and you have the wolf, and all of these things have a life. All of these things have a consciousness. And so when we look at movies like E.T. and we look at movies like Close Encounters, there's stories in which we are sharing sacred, privileged information. We're sharing truths. We're sharing consciousness in a fairy tale way in which we can understand by saying once upon a time, and this is a point of reference, and this is like this, the same way that I was sharing with you that, you know, that I would say little people and mermaids and elves, and all of these are space brother and a space sister, all aunts and uncles and cousins, and it's a way of explaining consciousness. And so, you know, I really, really so thrilled that you're part of this, and I would love to know your thoughts, would love to know if you have questions about how this works. I've had the privilege of filming in Stonehenge, and had the privilege of filming at the crop circles, and people say, are the crop circles true? Are they made up? Do they create these fields? And some, yes, some are hoaxes, some were created just to throw us off, and then there are those that you know for sure that they are sacred information. You know that they are imparting information. They are letting us know they are gentle, they are here, the same way that we have the sacred geometries of Chichen Itza and some of the Mayan temples, the same way that we can look through a little crack in the wall and see the greatest star systems and see our timelines, see Mayan prophecies, see all of this just by looking at the distance of the buildings, the way the sunlight's And so much information is out there for us. And then we say, so what do we do with that information? Now that we have this information, what's the next step? What's the next tool? What's the next step for me? Well, one of the things, I'm part of an organization called the Pachamama Alliance. And the Pachamama Alliance, we talk about, is one of, I think, the most beautiful mission statements and vision statements that I've ever heard of. And what they talk about is to have an environmentally sustainable, spiritually fulfilling, and socially just human presence on our planet. That is the single best mission statement I've ever heard. I'm going to repeat that. An environmentally sustainable, a spiritually fulfilling, and a socially just human presence on our planet. That's just extraordinary. And they teach something called the symposium. And the symposium, each and every one of you, if you can, even right now as you're listening to this recording, or if you're listening to this recording and you have a pen and paper and just want to jot this down, and when you have some time, go to the Pachamama Alliance, or you can even go to awakeningthedreamer.org, awakeningthedreamer.org, and they will give you information. And they have what they call symposiums. And symposium is, they used to be done an entire day. It used to be 8 hours of the most incredible information of where we are in this planet, in this world right now, where we came from, and where we are going to in the future. And they have pared that down. They went from 8 hours to 6 hours to 4 hours, and now it is a very concise symposium in just a couple hours of your time, where you are taken on the most incredible emotional roller coaster that you could possibly imagine, from where we are on this planet, how we got here, that there are entire species that are missing that nobody even knows about, and what's happening in the future, and not only the devastation of the future, but all of the hope, all of the joy, all of the companies, the millions and millions of companies and individuals and people making a difference around the planet. So it unfolds you, it opens you in a way that your heart, your spirit, every emotion you have ever felt comes to play as you're watching the symposium. And it's brilliant. They will do it at your community. They will do it at your work. If you gather some people, they will come, you know, do it in the home. They do it in high schools. They have a team program which they share the information. But one of the most beautiful parts of the symposium and the program is that they talk about how there are no small parts on the planet, that everybody on the planet has a part to play, and that if everybody played their part, and that's the only thing they did, but they did the calling of their heart, what a different world that would be. And so what does that look like? Well, if your part is to shut the water when you brush your teeth, that's great. If your part is to recycle, magnificent. If your part is to buy shampoo that's not animal tested, or to buy makeup that's not animal tested, wonderful. If it's to buy gasoline or clothing from a company that treats their employees with respect and integrity and dignity, brilliant. If it's to plant seeds, if it's to grow your own tomatoes and fruit, if it's to teach children, if it's to start a charity organization, whatever that is, a cleanup in your community, it's whatever the calling is of your heart. But if everybody did what their heart called them to do, what a different world it would be. So it's not about making anybody wrong because you buy this shampoo or because you threw that bottle somewhere. It's literally about saying, what are you called to do? Because if you can do it, and you can do it, and you can do it, and you, we all can do something to shift the consciousness in the planet, and what are you called to do? And so what the Pachamama Alliance also does is it's wonderful because it's a great resource. So if you're called to plant seeds in poor neighborhoods or plant trees, you know, to beautify a neighborhood, they would help you find out where in your city, in your state, in your country you could do that. If you're looking to be able to start a charity organization, how do you do that? If you want to be able to grow tomatoes in your kitchen window, how do you do that? And so it's a great resource. And it's also wonderful because it really makes you look at all of the possibilities of the future and all of the things that we have at hand and all of the wonderful things that we have around us, as well as things that we're just completely unaware of. I know one of the things that drives me crazy, and it's, I guess I can say that on the radio, that it drives me crazy, is the toilet seat covers. Because I always think about the center of the toilet seat covers and what all that extra paper that just seems so silly to me. All the little mayonnaises and mustards and relishes at the Disneyland and, you know, all these different amusement parks and at fairs and all the plastic that's used for that instead of, you know, a big pump of mayonnaise or ketchup. And so all of these things, when you look at little ways that we can make huge differences on the planet and in our world. And so I think that when we look for organizations and we look for communities and we look for each other, that we create huge shifts and changes of consciousness. And I am going to, I'm being asked to jump on to the switchboard here. So I'm going to try to do that as I'm talking to you. And I would love to see if our guest has made it in. And like I said, we may be playing for you today. If he's not able to call in, we will push him till next week and we push everybody else accordingly, because I think that he's such an important person for you to hear his voice. And he's done so much and he's learned so much and he's made such a huge difference. And I had the opportunity of meeting him when I was working at one point with New Earth News, which was the people, the places, the resources and events that transformed the planet, as well as Robert Dean, as well as all of these people that were really making a difference. And I remember the first time that I went to a UFO conference, how blown away I was, because I thought it was going to be like this airy-fairy people, whatever, that were interested in stuff and not really grounded in reality. My mom was some of the very top scientists, some of our top explorers, some of the very top people that I thought were the geniuses of our planet, our time, our Galileos, our Einsteins. And I was so impressed by the wealth and the breadth of information and how much I learned and how much I changed in understanding that there are other worlds and there are other consciousness and there are other planets and there's other information that's just waiting to come in and waiting to be heard. And any time that there's a voice waiting to be heard and we give it space, whether it's our own thoughts, whether it's something else that we have coming in, our life is forever more shifted. I always say that by listening, we learn so much more. And that's really what I wish for all of you, that you have a place to listen to your own heart, to your own calling, to the information that's coming in. And so it's such a joy to be able to be part of that for the studio, for our guests, for all the information that we have coming out. Looking right now, see if he has hopped on to our show. I don't see him here just yet, so, but I am excited. Hold on one moment here, as I say, we might have Chris jumping on our line here. Let me see if she's here with us. Chris from Curious Times.
Hi,
Chris. How are you? Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I guess you have Peter stuck in the Alps somewhere.
Yeah, he maybe got abducted or something, you know, but we can hope that he'll make it in. And if not, we have a couple people. There's a fella from the UK that I met this morning at an earlier show, and he came because he saw the UFO discussion.
Beautiful. Is he familiar with Peter's work?
I'm not. I haven't gotten that far yet, but he was describing an incident that happened when he was younger, 16 or 17, and he was walking home, and he saw some huge spinning lights in the sky, and he, you know, got, and they followed him home, and then he says he called his friend out to see them, and the friend saw them too, and then poof, they just disappeared, and he's never saw them since. Never had. I asked him if he had any physical Did he feel different? Did anything, was there any lost time or anything associated with that? And he said no. And okay, he said it had two rings at the outer, and the outer ring was spinning anti-clockwise, and a smaller ring inside was spinning clockwise. And so these are two rings of light, I gather. I don't know if it was rings of light or just what, but what a fascinating experience. I said to him, too bad that back then, like, that we didn't all have cell phones handy to take these pictures. Like, these days we can, you know what I mean? If we see something strange and we're present of mind to think about it, we can just take a picture of it.
Absolutely. You know, it's really funny because I have a picture right by my bed, and it's a picture of an angel in the woods. And there is no doubt it's an angel in the woods. You know, it's just there, an angel appeared and somebody just took a picture, you know, with her. And so when you see that, when you see those camera shots and you see those videotapes, and I always love that when people like race outside, they're taking pictures, like, you know, as if it's something so far away and something right. So phenomenal, and it's really not. It's really right. Like, so we walked on the moon or, yeah. You know, whatever. When just recently, a couple months ago, I was in Salt Lake City. And I arrived in Salt Lake City in one of the largest snowstorms. And literally when I was landing, the snow, you know, was blanketing of snow. And the woman that was next to me on the plane was Korean or Asian. And I'm not sure where she was from. I mean, she could have been from Vietnam. She could have been from Korea, you know, but she put her hand on my shoulder, and she looked outside the window, and she said, "Is that snow?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Snow, snow." And she never had experienced snow, and the joy that was effervescing out of her as she repeated the word snow over and over, and the first time that she had witnessed this white powder fairy dust from the sky that was blanketing the earth below her, she was just blown away. And yeah. So it's the same for us when we say, shit.
Yeah.
But then there are other people that it's like, oh my gosh, ships are everywhere.
Yeah, no, and you're right about that. And what do you think about the notion that, because I kind of, you know, I think a lot about this stuff, and I believe, you know, that I have a friend who says you don't believe anything you either know or you do not know. And so, you know, I just keep on saying believe. But, you know, that I think I've had some strange incidents in my life. I've definitely had these things that people call scoop marks that really just show up for no apparent reason. You know, this kind of thing. But it's made me, you know, you like to talk, I think you know a little bit about time, past, present, future all at once, and all of this time travel, all of
yes.
these kinds of different things. And so what do you think about the notion that ETs are us from the future?
You're asking me if we come from the future to ourselves?
Yeah, like, I mean, there's you know, some people that toss that idea around, and I haven't dismissed that idea for my own self. You know what I mean? Of course, most anything's possible, and right when you think you got it figured out, we find out we don't. But, you know, it's certainly a very interesting that it's almost like a rip in how do I want to say, like in the dimensions, like slipping dimensions, you know what I mean? And so, you know, is it possible that some of these things that people see, report, have experienced are, you know, possibly in some way, some form of time travel, you know?
Yes and no. And that's a really great question that you asked there. There is a wonderful author. His name is Robert Schoenfeld. And he wrote a book called Busting Loose from the Money Game. wonderful book. And actually, he'd be a phenomenal guest now that I think about it. I should call Robert and have him come on the show, because of all of the people I could think of for Unlimited Life, he's probably the cherry on the sundae. So Robert Schoenfeld, Busting Loose from the Money Game. But what he talks about is how we create our own movie, that we actually come in and it's, you know, the matrix that we talk about, you know, the blue pill, that we create this incredible scenario, the story, and everybody is just a character in our movie, and how we actually can step through the screen and step through these realities. And so the way that he describes it, yes, you can go from the future and back and through time into all of that. And so, yes, they are happening simultaneously. And yes, you can go back and talk to the childhood you, and you can talk to your future you, and you can talk to your angels, and you can talk to your guides. And so what you're saying, yes, is a possible scenario, but it's not the way that we think of it. It's not mm-hmm. that we say, okay, so it's us when we're 100, or it's us coming back. It's not like that. It's the us that's not embodied in this body coming to us and saying, remember, this was a story you wanted to create. Mm-hmm. Remember, this was, so it's the infinite you. It's not really the future you. It's the right. consciousness of your energy that is guiding you, that is talking to you. It's not that it's you and you're 97 on a rocking chair on a porch.
No, and I sure wasn't thinking. No, and I sure wasn't thinking like 100 years from now. You know what I mean? But that,
right.
but it can't be us as in. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say can't, but you know, like I mean, if you for anybody who believes in all of the different star species, for example, you know what I mean? The Greys and the reptilians and the Arcturians and et cetera, you know, Pleiadians, et cetera, then those are species, other species besides human, you know what I mean, that exist. And so, and it's also not to say that we can't reincarnate and be a different kind of a being either, in my opinion. You know, I have yet to meet the person that knows and can prove any of these answers, right? But I like, you know, I mean, and I don't think that every instance would be. You remember one time, Nicole, you talked about, you know, how like if you're rushing around looking for your keys, you can't find your keys. What you've done is you've put yourself on some other vibrational level, and the keys are right
yeah.
where you left them, but you're not seeing them because you're not on the same plane or whatever with them. And so I guess in a similar way, you know, are we seeing these kinds of things that some of us see or have seen? Is that part a partial explanation, potentially?
No. But I love that you think that it is. And it's a great question. It's a wonderful question. What happens when people in this plane, because I'm talking about that they're trying to, you know, go through the maze of their existence. And if you don't remember, it's a movie. If you don't remember, you set up this trap, this game, this person in front of you to challenge you as an opponent, the same way that you say, let's play chess, you know, that you haven't set up this person in front of you. You move, I move, you move, I move. Aha, I won that game. But, you know, that we actually set those things up for ourselves, that we learn, that we evolve, that it keeps us awake, that keeps us, it's like running stairs for a football player off season. It keeps us in tune and being human, whatever that is. And what happens is that we very often forget that we've set this up, and it's almost like being at a costume party, you know, when we came here and we picked this great costume that we wanted to be at the costume ball, and then we're in the party and we're having such a great time that we actually forget that we came to a costume party. And we actually think that's where we live, and then at some point somebody goes to have a cigarette outside and they look up at the stairs and they go, oh, that looks familiar. why do I feel really drawn to this guy? But when we forget why we're here, that we're masters, that we're, you know, universal consciousness and this great costume we curl body, that we set up these games, that we set up these mazes, then we think we have to do this great path we call enlightenment. And mm-hmm. as we become enlightened, every time we get these little bubbles, these little cartoon bubbles, these little ahas that move us to the next level of consciousness, almost like Jingo game. And as we're moving through those levels of consciousness, that's where you get to when your keys in your wallet are missing, or until you understand that you can move through those levels of consciousness and that you're in different realities. And so that's really for people that are learning how to move through levels of consciousness that aren't aware that they're awake, that aren't aware that they've set this all up. But for those who are aware that this is a game and they set this all up, they don't have those same scenarios where all of a sudden they lose their keys in their wallet, or all of a sudden they're driving 5 minutes above the speed limit and some cop gets them even though they're on a white Honda, just because they're changing levels of consciousness, where somebody else who's cloaked themselves, made themselves invisible and knows mastery, they're not going to be seen. It doesn't matter. They're going 124. So it's a different game. So if you're playing the game of I want to be enlightened in this lifetime, yes, you're going to lose your keys in your wallet as you're on the path to enlightenment. If you understand you are enlightened already, you're not going to lose your keys and wallet.
Well, I guess we don't have time to carry that discussion on, or I would love to further that. But I think you wanted to just play your replay of your show from a couple weeks ago then.
I do, but before we do, did that answer your question, or do you want to be,
if you're not clear,
then I want to make sure that our listeners are clear as well, because I definitely want to be able to answer this in a way someone understands it.
Well, like, I guess that, you know, I think the question wasn't fully understood, and it will take longer to set it up, and so we're going to run into a time trouble if we want to get this whole other show played.
Okay.
So,
let me just clearly, you know, just be a little clear right before you do that. So if indeed you are, and we can have specific shows on this, if you are indeed working your way to enlightenment and have a desire to become an enlightened being in this lifetime, then as you're becoming an enlightened being in this lifetime, things that you are doing as you're moving through the levels of consciousness, you will elevate to a higher level of consciousness where you're vibrating at a level that your keys and wallet aren't there, and the angrier and denser you get, you can move back down. And so, and I can teach you how to be an overseer. And so that doesn't happen, so you don't get stopped by the police, so you don't lose things, so you don't have those frustrations. So if that is your reality of choice, to become an enlightened being in this lifetime, then you will have scenarios that are markers that you are indeed becoming an enlightened being. Like losing, even though as frustrating it is to lose your keys in the wild, they're markers that you are actually on your way to a higher level of consciousness.
And I guess had nothing to do with the keys. I was using that as just a simple example of if we're vibrating on a different level, higher or lower. In the lost keys scenario, you're vibrating on a lower vibration.
I'm trying to say,
using that similar thought process, is it possible that any of these unexplained things that we see are perhaps rips in time or rips in the...
Chris, if that was the question, then absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
And that's when all of a sudden it's cloudy, and all of a sudden you'll have, like, you're driving and it's cloudy, and then for no reason at all there's a glare, and you, like, have to close your eyes, and there's a beam of light that's just between two clouds. And we've all had that scenario, yes, where all of a sudden in between those spaces is that energy, is that what you're calling that rip or that tear, or we might wish to call it a doorway, a window, or an opening.
Sure.
Of where that consciousness comes in and beams onto us. And the same way that sun all of a sudden is in our eyes and heating our body and filling us with light, that same thing when all of a sudden we are being penetrated and permeated and marinated in this gorgeous energy called consciousness, whether it be our own, whether it be our space brother and our sister and our information that comes peering through. So, yes, you are 1,000% correct. That is right. Yes.
Okay, well, I guess you want to set this here up then for what's going to happen.
I do, so yes. And so, you know, for those of you who are just joining our show, you know, welcome to our show. And just before we play Julian's recording, we do have Peter Padgett from the Welsh Triangle. And even though he's not with us today, we're so excited he's going to be joining us because I don't know anybody that is here in this part of history and time that can speak more thoroughly of that. We have John Paul Forrestal, who is like the Wikipedia of humanity. He is actually, if you ever saw the movie The Beautiful Mind, he walks around with all of the information in the universe. You can ask him about Akashic Records. You can ask him about anything, and he will be on the show. And he, I mean, for him, we could probably do a 10-hour show with him. He's just this wealth and wealth and wealth of information. And so, you know, we have the soul whisperer, Noel McBear, who literally knows your soul's calling. We have Annette Halfway, who is coming from Israel, and she's calling in, and she's probably the single top feng shui person on the planet, talking to us about feng shui in our house for love, for money, for abundance, you know, for all of these things. We have Ben Newman, who is the millionaire mentor, and Ben Newman can teach each person how they can become a millionaire within a year. And I know we're just going to have so many people listening to that show. We have Brooks Cole, who is the new technology where you wave your hands in front of the computer and the computer will just unfold and do absolutely everything that you want it to. And then we have the Superhuman Project. So the lineup of the next few shows is very exciting. So you stay with us. And if you have not heard Julian Michael, if you were not on the day that he was on, please stay tuned, listen to his information. He is Julian Michael. You can see him on CBS, on NBC, on CNN. He works with the White House and the president and a lot of the things that happen in our world today, whether they be in England and Brazil and Argentina. He is the go-to guy for numerology, for astrology, for social justice, for absolutely everything. And he is the most generous with his time. He actually did some numbers with people that called in, and you could see how phenomenal he is. And I would love to have him back on guest of the show. And if you were listening to him that day and weren't fast enough to take notes on everything that he was saying and how important numbers are and what they mean, then listen, really, really, really listen to this recording, because it's information that can change your life. And so we'll be back next week with our most phenomenal guests, and we thank you for joining us on Unlimited Life, and for Chris and for myself, we wish you just the most wonderful week. So thank you so much, and enjoy Julian Michael.
Hi, everybody. This is Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life. It's so nice to have you find us here. We've had such an exciting time with Hourglass Bride, and I so appreciate everybody that's been listening and participating. It's just been such a journey and such a ride, and we're just getting started. We have so many amazing guests. And today on Unlimited Life, I'm so thrilled for the guests that we have today. As you know, there are very few times in life that, as a show host, that you get to interview somebody you actually know and that you look up to and somebody that you admire so greatly and somebody that really has shifted and changed your life and has been such a mentor and such a guiding light. And today's guest has really been that for me. Julian Michael is just an incredible energy, but he's really guided me through so many doors and through so many pathways in my own life that I can tell you that his work is just so extraordinary and so impeccable and so in tune with the truth and the universe and all that is and all that's a part of you. And so I can't wait for him to share everything that he's about and everything that he's doing and being able to help you as well. So Julian Michael, I'll tell you a little bit about him, even though I could go on and on for days and weeks and years about telling you how extraordinary this man is. And anybody who's had the opportunity and the chance to work with him in person or to work with him via online would be able to tell you the very same thing. He is extraordinary to the highest degree. So Julian Michael is a numerologist. He is a life coach. He's a Reiki master, a hypnotherapist, a past life regressionist, which is how I found him originally, and a writer. And he has guided thousands of people, myself included, to create and materialize their heart's desire. Julian utilizes his special intuitive expertise and alternative healing modalities combined with the sacred art of numerology to reveal and to help you fulfill your true destiny. So who would not want to know their true destiny? Who would not want to know what are the next stages and steps and where you came from and where you're going? just absolutely, unbelievably just breathtaking work. He grew up in New York City, and he always had this remarkable mind-altering experience. When he was almost 10 years old, he had something transform his life, which he'll talk to us about. And while he was healing, he began to communicate with the spirit world. He graduated from City College in New York in psychology, in education, and in film, and then he relocated to Los Angeles in 1980. He entered the business world, which is so funny to me, in life insurance and marketing, and he studied with the masters in the field of yoga, meditation, alternative medicine, and parapsychology. So we could have him on every single week. In 1989, he studied, this is with Gerald Kine. He's a teacher and a mentor to Dr. Brian Weiss of Many Lives, Many Masters. And Julian became a hypnotherapist, and with his skills, he relocated to Brazil, where he studied and he became a Reiki master. And I know in that time when he was in Brazil, I used to write to him and email him, and I missed him so much, but I knew that he was doing such amazing work for people there. And when he came back from Brazil, he came back like a lighthouse, just like this beam of light, where before I always thought that he was like a candle and that he just was a light in any room. But when he came back from Brazil, he was the lighthouse. He empowered people in every stages of their life, and he really came back so full in his cup of teachings and of magical gifts. And I'm so pleased that he's going to have an opportunity to share that with you today. There he worked in spiritual centers with master healers and shaman, assisting and serving the people. Julian took his metaphysical skills into the business world, facilitating retreats, conferences, stress management, workshops, as well as conducting individual and group coaching sessions. And I'm sure you're all going to want to know how to reach him, how to get a session with him. He's just mind-boggling. Julian was chosen to speak at the ECHO 1992 World Conference in Rio de Janeiro with the Dalai Lama, political leaders, and world celebrities. One of his most fascinating experiences occurred in Paraguay when he was invited to facilitate a special workshop on unconditional love for the president of Paraguay, for the family members and the cabinet ministries in this dictatorial regime. He has appeared on TV shows, on radio shows in Athens, in New York, in Rio de Janeiro, in Seattle, in Los Angeles, in Sao Paulo. He's been on ABC Nightline. I remember seeing that show, CBS Saturday Morning Show. The Best of Los Angeles Festival featured him in the hit KLSX 97.1 FM Conway and Fekla radio show in Los Angeles. He was a special guest on the Hot Jam 92.7 FM to debunk the theory behind the 666. He's conducted a series of workshops in the prestigious Esalen Institute, and I'm sure many of you have been to Esalen. We could talk about that in Big Sur, California. And he was interviewed in the Los Angeles Times about the past presidential election and recently wrote about the 11-11-11 on MTV's website. So he is so well-versed in numbers. He's so well-versed in this modality. And we're so thrilled that he's going to be able to even take some of your calls to be able to help you as well. Since 1999, Julian has published a monthly newsletter, which is a big hit around the world. I get it. You all should get it. It's just incredible. I just read over and over and over again in the same day. So all of his fans can read it there. He's at www.julianmichael.net, and we will all be going there. I'm sure to find him in 2004. His colleague and renowned astrologer had asked Julian to write a daily column on her website, The Cosmic Path, which had 500,000 readership. He has hosted his own unique monthly cable show in Los Angeles. He's headlined at the Learning Annex. He drew standing ovations in both cities in New York and L.A. He's at the Conscious Life Expo. You can see him almost anywhere there's celebrity stars. There he is, because he indeed is a celebrity star. He has done a series of visualization and meditations, and his achievements go from everywhere, from executive psychologists to people all over the world. Success is really owed to his charismatic, entertaining style, which I will tell you, he is so entertaining, and he looks like nobody else on the planet. He just looks like this magical, magical, magical gift that God just sort of put here for us all just to be drawn to. He is absolutely amazing from all over the world. you know, he does empowered parties in your home, and he has videotapes that you're going to want to find. So I just, like I said, I could spend the rest of my days in life talking about how extraordinary this man is, but I want you to have an opportunity to experience him yourself. So I would love to welcome to our show with great pride my friend Jillian Michael. Jillian?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Unlimited Life.
Wow. Yes. My God. And there's so much more to only not only myself, but to all of us in our infinite possibilities. My God.
Listening
to you and all that, it's amazing. I feel like I need to leave and do something else.
Well, you're so extraordinary. I mean, I was telling our listeners, and I think it's important on a show, because as a show host, we always have an opportunity to have amazing guests come on and share information, but it's really different when you have a personal experience with someone. And you have so guided me through the years in taking the next steps in my life, and you've made such a huge, profound difference in my life. And so it thrills me even more to be able to share with the audience your gifts and talents, because I know how extraordinary they are, and I know how you can help people. So it's such a joy to have you here today.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me. And hello, audience out there. How you guys doing?
So first, let's ask, because we already have people lined up in queue for readings, what is numerology? What is a numerologist?
Numerology is a science, the father of mathematics, is the father of numerology. Pythagoras, who was a great mystic philosopher, musician, had his own mystery schools in 550 BC in Crotone, Italy. And he said everything in universe is number, that number has a meaning. So we have our names, and our names correspond to these letters, and these letters correspond to these number frequencies. And in that name is our blueprint of our souls and heart's desire, our personality, our destiny and motivation, as well as what we're here to do. And then we have a birth date, and our birth date is like an identification number. I call it the PIN number. We have PIN numbers to bank accounts, to computers, and we have a PIN number to our soul's account, month, day, and year. And those three energies create the fourth energy, and those four energies is your code. And this code is very sacred because it purports your opportunities, your talents, your lessons, your challenges, what's happening to you in your life path, your life purpose, as well as what's going on with you in your cycle this year, as well as what's going on this month and this day. So it's a wonderful, very simple, easy way of understanding oneself. And I started over 30 years ago, and I was hooked. And it helped me so much in not only understand myself, but I've always wanted to make a difference, and I feel this is one of the tools that I use in making a difference, as well as teaching people in how they themselves can make a difference in their lives, having tools for themselves every day to embrace so they can understand and know what is going on, because our perceptions are changing so quickly in these days as we're here in 2013.
I remember you telling me a story about that you were staying in a room and that you were surrounded by books or something, and that you woke up and like these books were talking to you or something. Is that right?
Yeah, well, that's how I started, because I was in an impasse in my life, and I was staying in a room, and there were all these books around me, and I had a single light, and in that single light, I just reached for a book, and the book was called The Book of Magic, and I turned to a chapter, and it said numerology, and here I have degrees in psychology, education, film, and I've never heard of numerology. What is this numerology? And I started reading it and started doing the calculations, and on myself and on my family, and I became a vampire, not for blood, but I was walking the streets of Los Angeles at the time in the 80s, and I was searching for people's names and birth dates, and that's how I started.
That's incredible. Well, I want to talk to you so much about your journey in Brazil and the hypnotherapy and all of the things that you do as the alternative therapist. But I think that I'm going to jump a caller in, if that's okay with you, and let you do
sure,
the numbers and then come back and talk some more, because I know we have so many people that are so excited to work with you today. Okay? So hold
okay.
on.
Okay. All right, darling. Sure.
Patricia?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, welcome to the
Hi,
show.
Patricia.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call and doing a reading for me. Thank you, Julian.
Yes, Patricia. Patricia with the P. What is your birth date?
It's 1-24-63.
Okay. So your code would be 1 and the 24 is a 246. Everything in numerology is reduced to the digit. 1963 would be a 1-9-10-6-3, 19-1. So your code is a 1-6-7-1-8. So your main vibration is that 8, and that 8 is all about understanding and knowing how to be the professional, the executive, not being afraid of making money or being around money or, at the same time, your power. It's you knowing that you're a very powerful woman. You have the 2-4-6 trinity of your birth date, which is that of beauty, which is also that of a teacher, which is also that of turning people on to their hearts, to their creativeness, because you yourself are extremely creative. You have double ones in your birth date, and that's all about someone who's here to learn how to stand on their own feet, and it hasn't been easy, because you sometimes have to really detach in order for to be independent and free. How are we doing so far?
It sounds right on.
All right. And you have that 19-1 of 1963, which is all about dealing with power, powerful people, not giving your power away, which hasn't been easy because sometimes you've done that, especially with men, and you found yourself in a cage, imprisoned. And then you're going, my God, Patricia, what did I do? So it's been an interesting journey for you, and now you're in a 1-6-7 6-4 cycle. So in this 4th cycle, it's all about you asking yourself, whom, what do I want in my inner home from my outer home? Because it's all about you organizing, disciplining yourself, as well as putting things together, because you're the builder now. You're the architect. And all the seeds that you've planted in the last years are coming to fruition. And now it's time to do something with that.
Wow. That sounds accurate. I do have an issue with, giving my power away, which I have done. And when you mentioned the cage, that is right on. So now I'm in that area of finding out who I am and going forward.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's not easy. It's just for you to just feel with your heart, as well as speak from your heart, and live in that very romantic place that you live in. And at the same time, make it work for you, because you do have material success all around you. It's just for you now to own who you are.
Okay. Wonderful. That sounds beautiful, and that's exactly where I want to be.
All right. All right.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, Julian, before we take the next
yes.
caller, I know that you're a numerologist and hypnotherapist mm-hmm. and a past life regression, which you and I have worked on, and alternative therapy. And so can you explain some of those? What's the difference, and how do you work when you're working with people, and how do you know what they need, and do you incorporate the numbers in everything that you do?
Well, the fact is that I have this gift, which is numerology. So right away, just from the person's name, I understand more of their inner being and what's and what is being presented in their outer world. And then I just need a birth date. And as I've just demonstrated with Patricia, I can just take off and show the person more of themselves, as well as in these minutes, just empower them in some way for them to be happy with themselves. when it comes to the hypnotherapy, I find hypnotherapy is a very unique way of understanding oneself. It's very safe, as well as it's a deep relaxation where you really don't go anywhere, but you detach yourself from everything that has been holding you back, and you just relax and you let go, and you get in touch with your subconscious and worlds within yourself and your DNA, as well as your computer, which is universal within this hologram that we possess within ourselves. And I'm just a guide, and I know all kinds of techniques to get the person to get in touch with what exactly is going on with them, if something is bothering them, or if there's an obstacle, or if they want to know more about their relationship with somebody, or their they have a problem with anything from smoking or weight loss or not feeling good enough in regards to not having the money or making money. There's everything is within ourselves, all the secrets. And I'm a person who, like a soul detective, gets you there as well as creates a bridge what happened then, what's happening now, cleans it up, and you're on your way.
That's wonderful. That's, I mean, really amazing. And so when I see you work with people, you walk into a room and there is a light, there is an energy, there is a magnetism. But I watch people talk to you, and when people talk to you, they actually move forward. Like almost like they're going to climb inside. It's like they're so drawn to what you're saying and the way you're saying it. And I know that it's energy.
I've learned long time ago that having the gifts that I have and training and doing all the things that I'm doing, and when I do go out, or even if I'm on my email, Facebook, Twitter, whatever virtual reality there is now in this telecommunication universe, that I'm making a difference. And in my prayers and meditation every day, doing my yoga, doing all my different exercises, the last thing I say is, let's go out and create miracles. And when you say that out to the world, you really are challenged, tested, as well as you better own it.
Well, that's great.
Own yourself.
And we have people waiting in line for you here, so I'm going to let somebody else jump in here, and then we'll talk in between calls, okay? So hang on just one second. This is Rosalind.
Hi, Rosalind.
Hi, Rosalind.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
What's your birth date, darling?
7/11/69.
Wow. Cool. All right. So you're a 7/11, and 11 is a master vibration, so it's already, you have this nuclear power plant inside of yourself, and sometimes you don't know what to do with it. And then 1969 comes out to a 7, so your code is 7117, and that's another 7. So you have 3 sevens, darling. So,
okay.
In any kind of relationship, as well as with yourself, it's important that you have space.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a person who loves to be by themselves, alone, in your meditations, in your writing, in your designing, in what you do in your life. So it's nothing against people. It's just the fact that this is a place and space where you rejuvenate, regenerate, and then
mm-hmm.
you go out in the world, and then you share yourself and your
That's
experiences
right.
and your journey. You'd be a great actress because there's an alchemy in you and a shape-shifting that you can go from one experience to another very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, that 11 is a very high vibration, a master vibration of having the keys to the door of light. The word light, L-I-G-H-T, comes out to a 29-11. So you're here to understand everything there is about light, light intelligence, and you being light, and how to work with that light, how to work with people, and not be afraid of them, because you have a tendency of sometimes hiding and living in your cave. You're a teacher of the mysteries, and it's time for you to really share yourself. People deserve you and your experiences, because you're, again, a very internalized person who, and you've taken the time to really be with yourself on deeper, deep levels that most people would be even afraid of. And now this is the time of the heart. This is the time of romance. This is the time of you opening up yourself and sharing more, of being the teacher, of being the instructor, of being the therapist, of going out there and making a difference.
Okay.
How are we doing?
Great.
Excellent. What do you do for a living? What do you do for a living, Rosalind?
Oh, okay. I am a manager at a fast food restaurant in the daytime. I'm a cocktail server at a casino at night, and I just started my own candle business. I haven't really got that up off the ground yet. I'm just starting to get it off the ground.
Okay, so instead of thinking about it, it's important that you do your research, you do your homework, you get all your plans together, because you're a very mental person. So I want you to become even more physical now and really put these things down on paper and make yourself a map of what you want to accomplish, how you're going to accomplish it.
Okay.
All right? All right, darling.
Thank you, Rosalind, for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Julian, I know that you do a lot of work. You know, you've been on all these television shows and talk shows, and, you know, you are the popular guest. And so when things come up, like the political campaign, how did you, I mean, I remember seeing all the newsletters from you, and so how do you work through that, what's happening in our world, what's happening on, like, the 11-11-11 or some of these dates that people are afraid to work
in advance
for their, right?
Yeah, the 12-12-12 or the 12-21. And, well, the world's not going to end. I'll just let everyone know that.
Thank you.
The world's not going anywhere. Now, we might be going somewhere in regards to just understanding a little bit more of what's going on, because our perceptions are changing so quickly, how we're thinking, how we're feeling, how we're living, what is happening. And it's just an extraordinary time right now for us to really enjoy ourselves and these everyday experiences and not get bogged down by all that is going on, and realize how to play your game in the game of life. And when you understand who you are, why you're here, and you really own yourself, and you really realize the miracle that you are, then you're able to deal with whatever situation, whatever emergency, whatever's going on in the world. And what I love about politics and politicians is that they're so well trained, and they really know who they are. And just listen to them and be empowered by just the way they present themselves. You don't have to agree or disagree with them. That's your choice. Just the way they present themselves. I love watching everything from politicians to actors to people on television, just the way their stature is, what's coming out of their mouths as well as what's coming out of their eyes, of their hearts. And that's how we can even learn how to better ourselves, just watching, taking what serves us for ourselves, and moving forward.
I love that. Now, is it important when somebody buys a house or they're renting an apartment or if they're picking a phone number, do numbers really matter in our daily lives? we choose.
Yeah, because numbers have consciousness. They have a meaning. So your house number, your apartment number has a certain vibration. And if you understand and know that vibration, then you understand a little bit more of what the house is relating to you, what it's expressing, how it's expressing itself. And your telephone number is how you communicate, how you share with the rest of the world. The Chinese, they love eights because they understand and know the power of the eight as a vibration of prosperity, as a vibration of just creation and manifestation, of bridging heaven and earth coming together. And they put eights in their bank accounts, telephone numbers. They carry eights with them. The Olympics was 8-8, 8 at 8 p.m. So it's understanding a little bit more of what these energies are. How many people out there have looked at their clocks and it was 11-11 or something with an 11? And the 11 is, again, it's a consciousness, it's a vibration. When 11s come around, just take a deep breath and know that your angels, your guides are talking to you. They're acknowledging you. They're saying, hey, how you doing, Nicole? How's everything going? And we just want to say that we love you. We just are just here for you in any which way. And just continue to do what you're doing. So it's like a blessing. And when you see an 11, just make a wish and know that it'll come true.
I love to know you've never told me that before. Thank you so much. And all these
Yeah,
I've
because
known.
There's a whole language, and that's what I love about numbers. They're a language to themselves, and it's understanding the basics of this language. That's why I write my newsletter every month, for people to understand the language of the numbers of the month, as we're in May going into June. And the June, if you look at the 6, which is June, it's a circle with this arm extending over it. That arm is protection, divine protection. That circle is like, it's like the ring. It's like the Lord of the Ring. It's a never-ending circle, meaning it's eternal. The Romans had and made rings because it stood for eternal love. It's also the mouth asking us to express ourselves, coming from our hearts, because the 6 represents that of home, responsibility, the romantic, the teacher, the social worker. So it's understanding a little bit more of what these numbers are, why they're in our lives. And they're talking to us all the time, not only within our names and birth dates, but also they're all around us. And it's another way of understanding a little bit more of how to use these tools in your everyday experience.
That's great. Now, I was saying earlier on the show that I receive your newsletter, and I love your newsletter. And sometimes I'll read your newsletter several times in the very same day, and I always read it completely different. I'm getting new information as if I've never read the newsletter before. That pops out, whatever's happening in that moment, it seems to apply to me when I read it again. And so how does somebody get your newsletter? How do they have an opportunity to be able to see what you're doing and to feel that vibration and to have these signs, these numbers in their life and that education?
Well, I have my website, which is julianmichael.net, and my newsletter is there, as well as other newsletters that I have had for over 10 years now. I have a email of soulmagic, SOLMAGIK, at hotmail.com. I have Facebook, Julian Michael, and I have a group called Numerology Pearls of the Day, which I write a pearl that is embracing the day vibration, as well as what that means for you. I have a Twitter, JulieMichael11, and I have a telephone number, 323-384-1333. That's 323-384-1333. And I'll be more than glad to talk to you, to write to me. Let's correspond together. One of the things I've learned a long time ago is I've chosen this eclectic, you can say, a job. And that job is numerology, because not many people understand or know what it is. And just making it fun, making it simple, as well as the fact that it's an ancient sacred tool used not only by the ancients, but it's all over the Bible. It's all over sacred books. Numbers are all around us. And what if we understood a little bit more of what these numbers are, what they're saying, and the guidance of these numbers? It's extraordinary. And it's a wonderful, beautiful, magical journey that I've been on for over 30 years, and I continue.
I love that. Now, can you talk to me a little bit before we take the next caller about when you went to Brazil? Because you came back a different guy. I mean, you were always amazing, but you just came back at this light being. So what were you doing over there? What was the work, and how were you touched, and how did you help people?
Well, through numerology, all of a sudden, and this was in around 89, where I was asked to speak at a conference there. And I ended up speaking on the second day being in Brazil to 2,700 people. And then the next day I was on television and on radio and all these different shows in Brazil. And what I realized, when you do go anywhere, it's not where you go. It's also the places is also summoning you. It's asking you to be there for some reason. And I realized that I have my past life stuff with Brazil, and that's a whole different discussion. And being there and starting in 89 and then going to visit every year and participating in different conferences and then being asked to speak at the Echo 92, and I decided to stay there and live there and understand more of the culture, the people, as well as I was the only one doing hypnotherapy and past life regression. So this whole world opened up to me. And at the same time, I was also embracing parapsychologists, as well as scientists, as well as the whole culture of music and dance and mysticism there in Brazil. And it helped me tremendously to understand more of myself and what my purpose was at that time, as well as what it is. And whenever you go somewhere, someplace, away from your own home, as I did, where my home is the United States, you come back with a totally different way of looking at not only yourself, but your home, the people, your culture. And you create a bridge with what you've learned, as well as what's going on here. And now you're taking it further. You're taking yourself further, as well as your experiences of what you've learned, as well as now adding more, I feel, and making a difference with
and I see that when I
and
see
with the world.
Do that, and so we're perfect time for you to be on the show, and we have a couple of other callers waiting for you, so I'm going to let
them
jump on, and I'll just keep talking to you in between, so hang on 1 second.
Okay, darling.
All right. Hi, Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hello. I'm a recent widow.
Okay,
and,
I'm sorry to hear that, and one of the first things is have you dreamt of your beloved?
All the time.
Okay, and how's he doing?
He's good. He's happy, and he wants me to be happy, and I don't know why I can't get past this stumbling block. He's gone 2 years, and I'm in a relationship with this man, and I meditate, and he comes to me and tells me everything, he's going to be okay with him, and yet I can't see it.
Well, it's not only seeing it, it's feeling it, it's being it. The fact that you've got an acknowledgement from the other side, from your beloved, that everything's okay and he's okay. And now it's time for you also to, I would suggest, what is your name, darling?
Yes. Yeah.
What is your name?
Carrie.
So, Carrie, what I'd love you to do is take a candle and burn the candle and take his picture and put his picture there and start talking to him and say hello to him. And at the same time, if there's any anger or any dissension or anything that you've had with him or the fact that he left when he left and when he did, what's important is for you to emotionally release and forgive him for any hurt or pain or anything that has happened physically, mentally, emotionally with you, past, present, future, now, as well as know that he has forgiven and emotionally released you, and just allow him to be free and allow yourself to be free. And it's time for you to be free and start living your life because you're alive. And it's time for him to do what he's here to do on the other side. And the fact that he's created a bridge with you telling you that there is life after death, that's huge, darling. And now it's time for you to live. Live your life knowing that,
I sort of did do that, but in this new relationship, it seems like I do everything to jeopardize it, and I can't understand why. Is it because
Carrie,
I'm not releasing?
Carrie, what's your birthday? I was going to ask Carrie.
November the 20th.
What is it?
Mine is Scorpio, November the 20th.
Ah, 11/20. So right there, those two twos deal with mother, deals with your relationship with your feminine, with your womanhood. So I would go back to mom, your mom, how you related with your mom, how your mom related with your father, her husband, that relationship, because there's keys there to why you are stubborn in this way. And in a way, as you said, why you're sabotaging yourself. So look at your relationship also with your mother, as well as your relationship with females, as well as your relationship with people in general. And,
yeah, my relationship with my mother was not good.
Yes, and so the key is there. So now, is your mom alive or not?
No, she's passed. And
okay,
my dad.
So same thing. Take a picture of her and start talking to her and do the same thing and exercise of emotion releasing and forgiveness and realize that there's no reason for you to hold on to this toxicity. And your mom comes from a program, a pattern from her mom and her moms and her culture and education and her religion and her philosophy and how she dealt with relationships and emergencies and all those things. And you being a part of that, it's time for you to create your own identity of you being a mom, of you being a woman, and not holding on to that. So you got some work to do, darling.
Yes, I really have to.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I
highly suggest that you, you know, find Julian. You know, I'm so glad that you're here on this call and welcome to Unlimited Life. But, you know, like I was saying, personally, I have worked with Julian, and he's just opened extraordinary doors for me and gotten me through hurdles in my life and on the other side in ways that I don't even have time on the show to share how magical they've been. So, you know, we only have a couple minutes on the show, but he's definitely available to fulfill
can
your
question. Do you have his website?
Yes, julianmichael.net. And my telephone number is 323-384-1333. And because
hello,
now,
Russell.
I'm going to definitely call you because I could see the pattern. And he even says to me when I get into this with him, he'll say to me, it's all in your head. Why do you keep doing this to me? And I feel bad.
Because,
I think, why are you doing this?
Because when we still hold on to stuff and the fact that our relationship with our mom and not realizing the fact that, you know what, everything is for the good and everything has made you who you are today. But it's important to know how to take what serves you and move forward and not live in the past. And that can not only create all kinds of problems psychologically and as well as physiologically for yourself, but also for others. So please give me a call. I do
so
work over
calling.
The phone and internet and Facebook. And Skype.
Well, definitely, I will give you a call because I'd like to seek this further to see why I keep doing this.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And
Terry,
okay, thank you. Thank you for the input.
Yeah.
It's great, and I love listening to the show. Thank you.
Thank you
okay.
so
Bye-bye.
Much, Terry.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And we have...
Yeah, I've realized, Nicole, that, again, and when I do a numerology, these are just brief numerologies. I'm just using... the first name and birthday, but I do a whole chart taking the person's name at birth, the name that they're using now, which is what they're putting out into the universe, their birth date, numbers that are missing that allow us to see what is it that we're here to work on, as well as opportunities and talents in those vibrations, as well as also relationships and a number of days ago, as well as doing a relationship chart with someone who wanted to get married this week, naming kids, helping families name their children. So,
well, I'm so excited
I love doing
for you to
what
be a bridal show. So,
yeah,
we're
I love doing what I'm doing.
We've so many listeners that are just waiting for you to come on the air. So.
It's all about the relationship with these sacred numbers, and I'm a student, a teacher, as well as an explorer, a pioneer, and a person who's here to show people that these numbers aren't just numbers; they're a language to themselves, and just understanding them, one can be so enchanted and rewarded in so many ways to create prosperity as well as success in their lives, because it's all about understanding this guidance that is all around us.
Yes. Brilliant. Okay, our next caller is Linda, and I know she's been hanging on here, so let's see if we can jump on
Linda.
And help her. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Linda. What is your birthday, darling?
January 30th, 1978.
Okay. See, what's interesting is you're a 1-3-7, and that creates also an 11. So here you have this 3-7 combination. And this is that part of you that's extroverted, that loves to have a good time, loves to go out. And then there's part of you that's introverted. And it's for you to understand that's part of your makeup, darling. That's who you are. You can't get away from that. And then you have that one, which is all about you learning how to stand firm and be the leader and not the follower. Because the 11 is a 2, so you're extremely sensitive. You're a very loving woman. And yet at the same time, sometimes you can be very reticent and not really telling it like it is, what's really going on with you. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. So I would suggest, because you're in a whole new cycle right now as of January, it's you, Linda, planting the seeds of the new you. So if you still are walking around with this reticence, with this shyness, take a class in communications or even an acting class. You don't need to being an actress. Just understand the fourth wall of how to relate with people. And because the shyness is getting in your way of yourself, your truth, and what is it that you'd want to do. Because you do want to make a difference. And you're extremely also aware and intuitive. And yet, there's parts of yourself that are almost like beating yourself up. And go out and have a good time. Go and dance. Enjoy yourself. And stop taking everything so seriously.
Okay.
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 I love that.
All right, Jenny.
Can I ask a question? Or no?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, we don't have that much time. Go ahead, Dar.
Okay, my question was, I just needed to know financially when things open up. Like, things felt very restrictive for a while, and I feel like I'm at a place where I want to launch my own enterprise. I'm tired of redefining
what
works. Well,
yeah, because in your last year, you almost had a nervous breakdown. Things were so crazy.
Yes.
Correct? Yeah. They were totally nuts. And now it's a whole new cycle, a whole new you. But in being the new you, it's important that you comfort yourself, you nurture yourself, as well as these aspirations and goals that you have. Really do the research. Really get in touch with what it is that you want to do, and not only for yourself, but to be of service to others, and how you're going to go about doing that. And also, be aware and careful of not doing everything by yourself. You do everything so well by yourself, but you're an 11. You're here to understand how to deal in a partnership, how to share yourself with others. So in what you want to do, it's important that you know how to deal with someone and all that responsibility and everything that takes place with understanding how to be a successful woman in business and allowing your past to serve you, but not hanging on and beating yourself up because of things that haven't happened yet. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
That's great.
Thank you so much. John, that's amazing that you can look and say, okay, you know, you had a stressful year.
That
you can look at somebody's life and see that they had a stressful year, or that you can look at somebody's life and see the patterns. And so all of that's in the numbers? All of that is in front of you?
Oh, yeah. And as I said, I just have the birth date and the first name. I don't have the whole name. I don't have the whole chart in front of me. So I'm just doing sort of a generalization. If I had all that information, then I would go even more in depth with the person. But yeah, it's important for people to understand and know that times are changing and the quickening is here, and not get caught up in details of stuff that has happened in our past. Again, find the time to take what serves you and move forward. Because when you get caught up in that, that's going to bog you down and in itself has a consciousness that wants you to stay there and hang out in that energy. Because it takes a lot to embrace the unknown. And I'm here to just rejuvenate, regenerate, and recharge people for them to understand, how am I going to do this? How am I going to accomplish what my heart's desire, what is inside of me, what I've been feeling all these years? How am I going to go about doing this? And that's the language that I speak.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Well, we have a very special caller. Chris is on the other line, and I know that she's been so patient and waiting for a reading, so I'm going to welcome Chris to the show.
Okay, Chris. How are you, darling?
Hey, Nicole. Hi, Julian. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Nice meeting you. What's your birthday?
December 1465.
Okay. So you're a code of 358. Wow. Nicole, you have all these 11s on this show. me. So another very sensitive woman you are, Chris. And you have that 14-5. So you've gone a lot. You've gone through a lot with your family, with just trying to break away and be free and doing what you want to do. Is that correct?
I did. I made that break very young, actually, but you're right, yeah.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah. And yeah, absolutely.
You have those double threes with that five. And those double threes is all about speaking and communicating and your artistry. And also at the same time, you do like to talk. But it's important that you also learn to listen. And listen to what is not being said. Because that is a beautiful tool to use in just being the silent witness. And you love the body. You can even work with the body in some way. So I'd like you to even get a book on body language, on how you present yourself in front of people, as well as how people present themselves. So you understand that language, that you can use that in your line of work, in what you do. Does that make
right,
any sense?
I did do that a lot in my previous careers, actually. So, yeah, you're right about that.
Okay. So then if you've done that, use those tools. Because, again, it's very important now. You're in a 8-5. So you're in a time of also being the architect. You're the builder. You're the person who's organizing and disciplining yourself. But one of the things you love to do is you sacrifice yourself for anyone or everybody. And you're always of service to people. But what's important for Chris to understand is, what are you getting? It's important that when you share an exchange with someone or somebody, there needs to be an exchange here. The heart beats twice. It gives and it receives. So careful of just giving, because it's important that you also learn and receive.
Right.
And you also, I also feel that you're also on another venture. You're always on some venture, wanting to do something else other than what you've been doing. What is that now?
I'm trying to figure it out, really, to be honest with you. I was a very, really busy and against all odds, quite successful from a very young age. And then 4 years ago, I hit a wall. And I've just kind of been recuperating and living off my savings.
Okay, and was the wall a health problem?
No.
Is it something that psychologically just totally blew your mind and your heart and your body?
It was probably like a final nail in the coffin, so to speak, in terms of, I think we could probably call it a post-traumatic stress reaction.
Okay.
Be
careful of your words, because you said it's the final nail. So as I said in the beginning, you're the builder, you're the architect. So it's time for you to start building and taking those nails that are final, because there's nothing that is final, and get those nails out and start building, darling, and start putting some effort into what is it that you want to do. And if you don't know what to do, just go and have a good time. Laugh. Enjoy yourself. Dance. It's important that you move your body in order for your mind to be free, in order for your heart to open. So enjoy yourself as the architect now, and know that you have the nails, you have the hammers, you have the tools and the equipment to start building, empowering yourself, and creating and manifesting miracles in your life.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you very much for that.
Right.
Appreciate that.
Blessings, darling. Okay.
You too. Take care.
Right. Ciao.
Thanks, Nicole.
Of course. Thank you, Chris. So, Jolene, do certain numbers, like the A, B, C, D, E, is there a number or something simple you could say, this is a 1, this is a 2, this is a 3?
Yeah,
or is
sure.
It for each person?
We take the alphabet. So The ones are A, J's, and S's. I see that as jazz. Twos are B, K's, and T's, bucket. Threes are C, L's, and U's, clue. Fours are DMV, Department Motor Vehicle, fours. Fives are ENWs, or new, because five is all about progress, four is all about building, three is all about expression, two is all about sharing, one is all about standing on your own feet, being a leader, being charged. Six is F-O-X, fox, and foxes really are very loving, very caring with their families. Sevens, GPs, Ys, gypsies, the gypsy of the soul. Sevens are the soul detectives, the metaphysicians, the researchers, the alchemists, the thinkers, the philosophers. Eights, HQZ, headquarters, the headquarters. The eights is the power center. Nines, IRs, like iris, the eyes. The eyes at the window of the soul. Yeah, so I just gave you a fast, fast lesson.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for that. That was really, really genius and brilliant. And we're so glad that you're here, and you know, I'm going to ask you possibly to do myself as well. And then, but I did want to ask, we would love to have you back another day too to talk about the past life regression, because I know that I've done that with you, and I know that it was really profound. And so could you just for a minute or two share with our audience what that is and what that looks like? And so I know that they're going to be jumping right back on the call when we have you back on to talk about that, but I would just love to wet the whistle and sort of let them know that that's an opportunity and out there for them as well.
Well, I love what the Dalai Lama said recently, and I saw him at the Radio City Music Hall in New York a number of months ago. He said it's time for people to understand and know that they've had past lives and take what has happened then, what serves you, and create a bridge with what's happening now, and then there lies secrets to who you are, to what's going on, and to what your purpose is. So very basic is, if we are beings that have had lives and for whatever reason we're stuck or in some sort of a pattern or program and we can't get out of it, it's important to realize that possibly we've done this before, somewhere else, some other time, someplace. And to understand what that is and to create a bridge with what's happening now, and then realizing, wow, this is what was going on, and I don't need to hang on to this anymore. The truth in understanding and knowing this has set me free, and it's time for me to move on with this information and realizing that my past is a library of experiences. And it can't hurt or harm me because it's my past. And I can access whatever I deserve at any time that I need it. And it's there for me, but I don't need to live it. It's a library of experiences. And it's for me as a tool to have so I can utilize it in my experiences and in my everyday life.
Thank you. And we're so excited to have you come back and to actually be able to
thank
talk
you
to people further about that. Now, we have another half hour of the show, which we would do, you know, our own conversations and talk about everything compelling that happened today. But we've had a few people that are hanging on the line that have been really wanting to talk to you. Do you have time to do a couple more for us?
Sure, sure.
Okay, that would be great. So we have Esther, okay? And she's really
all right,
talk.
Esther with an E.
Yes.
Hi, Esther. Welcome to Unlimited Life.
Oh, hi, Nicole. Hi, Julian.
Hi, Esther. How are you doing?
Very good.
What's your birth date?
January 12th, 1956.
Okay, so you're a 1-3-3, and there you are, a 7 with those threes. Again, that duality of liking to be alone and not only because it's for you to be alone, but this is where you rejuvenate This is where you regenerate. This is where you write. This is where you connect with yourself as well as your inner talents. And then you're here to express them, to get them out, to share them with the rest of the world. You're in a whole new design now of yourself. You might have even moved or relocated or even moved the furniture around in your house. But lots of changes have taken place within the last month. And here you are now, ready to journey as Esther, as the new you, in something different, something else, because you get bored very easily. So it's time for you to embrace something different on top of everything else that you've been doing, to excel, accentuate, as well as to expand yourself. How are we doing so far?
Very good, very good.
And what is it that you're doing, and what is it that you want to be doing?
No, well, I have been doing,
but
you said there's been a lot of
changes.
It's been a lot of changes in the last month where I was in partners in the business, and there was a little bit of a discrepancy, and I don't like the feel of competition, and that's what I felt like. So I kind of like bowed myself out, even though I'll go there like for being a medium, I'll go there and do that kind of stuff. But I am branching out. Now's the time I'm branching out. And yes, I love being alone because I do connect with me then.
Right. And what I'd like you to do is not be afraid of competition. Matter of fact, I want you to, I desire for you to embrace it. Love it and allow it to challenge you, because you're here to learn how to be the pioneer, the explorer. You're the Christopher Columbus, darling. So in being the Christopher Columbus and having that seven there, it's teaching you how to embrace the unknown. And the unknown is all about competition. It's all about all kinds of unpredictability. So this is what I leave for you, is for you to really embrace and own yourself and just love competition, because competition also it charges you up, it stimulates you, and it gets you going.
Yeah, but I'm uncomfortable with that. I don't like
so you also are very diplomatic in your way.
Yeah.
So what's important is, as a diplomat, it's very important to understand how also go to war, how you go to war, and how to bring people who are warring, how to bring them into a compromise.
Hmm.
And this is something you're going to be doing more and more, especially in the next year, is it's all going to be about relationships.
Okay.
And challenging you in how you are with people. Because you have a tendency of also hiding. And now it's time to really bring that part of yourself where I don't need to hide anymore.
Right.
You're an alchemist, darling. You're a woman of great wisdom, beauty, and knowledge. Now it's time for you to embrace that and utilize that in your everyday experiences and not be afraid of people or what they're doing or what they're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
But compromise.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so
much.
All right,
John.
Bye-bye. Bye, Nicole.
Bye, Esther. It's such great advice, Julie. I mean, and as you're listening to this show, and I, you know, really implore the people that are out there listening, as you said, you do full charts for people that guide them through their life, through the next stages of their life, as Becky was talking about when you were saying that she has this year ahead, and if she was prepared for that and knew how to navigate that. And so,
because if she's afraid of navigating, then when that cycle comes up and she goes into a cycle of two, which is all about partnership and sharing, we come across all kinds of individuals when we're living our lives and doing what we're doing. And more than anything right now, it's important that we are fearless, but at the same time responsible and sensitive to another person's needs. But at the same time, we have to be strong with ourselves. So we live in a catch-22 now. It's being strong and being these leaders, but at the same time being diplomats and arbitrators and knowing how to get along with people. Because people, we're dealing with all kinds of egos and we're dealing with all kinds of stuff with people other than ourselves.
That's just, well, people should definitely race to get a chart with you and be able to navigate their life. And then we have a very patient Becky that's been waiting to talk to you. So let's say hello to her.
Thank you. Sure.
Hi, hello. Becky. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi. Who's this?
My name's Becky. Birth name Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
And
Becky. Yes.
Birthday
124-1964. 64. Ah, okay. All right. Excellent. That's better. All right. So 16729. Okay. So you're a 1629. And nines are not easy vibrations because the nines are the ones that hold the light. If you look at the form of a nine, it's a one with this top zero. It's like a beacon. You're holding the light. You're the wise one. You're the one who has gone through all kinds of trials and tribulations and stuff to get to where you are today. But what challenges the nines is if they're still holding on to stuff of their past, if they're still angry or if they haven't let go of stuff that has happened. And that's what challenges the nine, because they're the teachers. They're the ones who are here to teach us about forgiveness, emotion releasing, and how to love, and what love really is. And you're already a romantic, darling. You're a 2-4-6 trinity of beauty. So without say, you love love, and you're here to turn people's hearts on to everything from a beautiful sunset to delicious food and cuisine to a beautiful song sung in an opera, not only by someone but also by the ocean. So there's that part of you that just loves love. And then you're that 20/2, so you're the hostess, you're the woman who loves to have a good time and you love to share. You can't stop from sharing. You're into all kinds of telecommunications, and you're a people person. And then there's that one where it hasn't been easy because you've learned how to stand on your own feet doing what you want to do, and that's been revolutionary in so many ways, as well as with so many people that you've come across, and you have to be strong with yourself. How are we doing so far?
Excellent.
Yeah, and now here you are in this year of just putting yourself together. And again, a 4-year, 1677, and this is 2013, 6-7. So lots of changes going on, but you're the one who is putting together your life. And in putting together your life, what is it that you want your life now to represent, and what do you want in your life in order for you to do the work that you're here to do? And at the same time, not getting too carried away and too crazy with your work, but finding time to also have a good time with yourself, because you can be a workaholic.
Yes. I can.
All right. Excellent. Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Good. Nurture and build on that.
Okay.
And if he doesn't give you flowers, give him flowers.
He gives me flowers pretty often, actually.
Good. So blow
his
mind
too.
Give him some flowers. You know, men love flowers.
Do they?
They really do, because when you start looking at the flower, all of a sudden you look at the divine design of life in this flower, and you realize the beauty and the truth of this design. And it's just amazing how flowers are just how they are, and their color and their aroma and everything. Believe me, especially men of the 21st century love flowers.
Good
to all know. You women out there, give you guys some flowers.
He prefers my homemade peanut butter fudge, though.
With a flower.
You know what, Becky? What's your address? We're all coming over.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And thanks. That was fun. How wonderful. So, you know,
yes.
To have a relationship chart done would make sense if you're in a relationship and to know what their numbers are and how you interact together.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Sure, because that's so important to know what likes, dislikes, but also if the person, let's say, is a 7 and you're a 3, my God, you're like all over the place. You love having a good time, expressing, communicating, and this person loves to be alone sometimes. And if you don't understand that, you think it's something against you. Or if they're in the cycle of 9 and it's all about them cleaning house, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and sometimes not there for you the way you want them to be. And I've had a number of very famous people that have called me and said, Julian, he doesn't love me anymore. What's going on? And I said, what's his birthday? And I do the birthday. And I said, darling, he's spending time with his parents. They're getting older. And also, he loves you so much, but he's dealing with them as well as him, his own life, and cleaning himself up and stuff like that. And this is very important because we're so highly sensitive right now on so many levels, and we become so detail-oriented sometimes and so politically correct with people that and we sometimes can allow that to get in the way of ourselves, of our relationships, and all of a sudden we're in an argument or we're not talking to that person, or we're detaching ourselves because of something that we think or that we're feeling. It's important to allow communication to occur on so many different levels now, and talk to people, not only with words, but there's so many different ways of doing it, and to be open for that.
Wow. Oh, I can't wait till you're on the wedding show, boys. We're gonna have to schedule it for like a day show instead of an hour show. Here on Unlimited Life, we have one last caller, and I know she's been so very patient. So could you possibly do one more for us?
Sure, of course.
Okay, thank you. Well, hi, this is Nicole. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Unlimited Life.
Hi, my name is Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Yes.
Evelyn with an E and a V. What's your birthday, darling?
August 17,
1982. Ah, ooh la la. So we are 8 and 1982. That's the 20. That's the mom. So mom is hanging out there. All right. So we have 8, 8. Another 9 vibration with those 8. So whenever we have 2 of the same vibration, our birth dates, it's really understanding more of what this is, because the 8 is all about power and money and authority, as well as that business part of yourself. So 2 of the same vibration is lots of opportunity, and it's like a charge in this energy, as well as lessons and challenges. So I can see that it could work both ways with yourself, where it's important that you understand and know that you're a powerhouse, an amazing powerhouse in who you are and what you do. But it's important that you also understand what that is and how to go about doing that and not disturbing people, because you're a people person. So there's a part of you that doesn't like to disturb people. But at the same time, in being a powerhouse, it's important to take that responsibility to sometimes to disturb people in a charming way. Does that make any sense?
Oh, most certainly, yes, it does.
And you're so sensitive, and you love the relationship with people. And yet, it's important that you circulate, that you also think about yourself. And that's not being selfish. It's just you recharging and regenerating. And double eights, if you look at the eight, it's all about movement. It's all about flow. It's the dance. So it's not only physical movement, but it's also mental movement. Because the eight horizontally is infinity, having access to that. But one deserves to train themselves and their minds, as well as do something that really turns you on and doesn't allow you to feel like you're not intelligent, like you're wasting your time. The fact that you're a nine, you're a humanitarian, a people person, you're a philanthropist, and you're a person who has a lot of love and a lot of talents. And now, more than ever, it's important that you acknowledge that and count your blessings and move forward with this new you aboard.
Well, thank you for such a wonderful reading. I agree with
thank
a lot
you,
of
Holly.
Things you mentioned. It's easier for me to help others.
Yes.
And, you know, think of others. I always put myself last, so that definitely
mm-hmm.
makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
So do something for yourself. Just close your eyes. Go inside of your heart. And what is it, the first things that come up? And then that's it. That's you connecting with the God within. And go out and start doing that.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Blessings.
Thank you.
Julian, that was so amazing. You know, I so appreciate you taking the time out and joining us today, and I know that I've learned so much. Even all the years I've known you, I've learned so much listening to the show today, and I know that our listeners have as well. And so can you tell them once more, how do they find you? How do they get a chart? How do they get a reading? How do they have, you know, a hypnotherapy session with you, a past life regression session with you, and I know that you do alternative, that you're alternative therapist, so you help people see all those stages of their life.
Well, the hypnotherapy now could be done online. So I'm doing that through FaceTime and as well as Skype and all that. So one doesn't need to do that face-to-face. And I'm having extraordinary experiences doing that. And you can call me at 323-384-1333. You can go online and get me on Facebook. My Twitter is JulianMichael11. My Facebook is JulianMichael. My website is JulianMichael, J-U-L-I-A-N, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, .net. And my email is soul, S-O-L, M-A-G-I-K, at Hotmail. And I'm sure people can also get in touch with you, Nicole, and you'd be more than glad to extend communication to my self and how people can get in touch with me. So.
Absolutely. And then we ask all of our guests at the end of the show if they can give us a definition of a word And we had Deirdre Haight on, who was just amazing, who gave us the definition of marriage and a vow. And we had Gary Malkin on one of our shows, and he gave the definition of music. And so could you give us the definition of numbers or magic or something that we could take that and etch that into us?
Heaven.
Heaven, excellent.
Heaven isn't a place outside of us. It's inside of us. And when we have that heaven within ourselves, then wherever we go, wherever we are, we create heaven.
Perfect. That's beautiful. And we will put that on the website and say it is your quote. And heaven is a perfect definition, the perfect thing to inspire and aspire to. And then before you go, do you have any last words or any advice for our listeners today?
It's 2013, which comes out to a 6, and a 6 is also the stomach. So be very aware of what you're eating as well as what you're drinking. And the 6 is also the 6th eye, which is the 3rd eye, 6th chakra, 3rd eye, which is also how you're thinking. As you think, so you are. And realize that this is such a magical time. We're in magic time. And you are magic. You are the miracle. And you are prosperity. Prosperity isn't all about money. Prosperity comes from prosperitas, which means walking the healthy path. So be healthy and whole with yourself, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially. And do whatever it takes to be in your wholeness, in your holiness, and go out there and make a difference. Because know that people deserve each and every one of you.
Julian, thank you so much for taking your time to be on our show today. And for all of you listeners on our show, this is Julian Michael, and definitely one of the greatest gifts on the planet, and someone I'm so proud to say as my friend. So, Julian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Nicole. Blessings. Thank you.
Blessings to you, too. And thank you for finding us on Limited Life, and we have some very exciting shows coming up. We have Peter Padgett calling in from London talking about UFOs and UFOlogy and plasma ships and all of his books on UFO science. And he is actually going to co-host a couple shows as we bring on other UFO scientists and specialists. And so that should be so much fun, along with John Paul Forrestal, who talks about all the unlimited paradigms of consciousness. He is also in the UK, so this is a perfect time for you to be able to get them while they're still up in London. And they will be sharing all of that information with us. We have Alan Robinson coming up, which should be such a fun show because Alan Robinson is one of the top stuntmen in our world today and top stunt coordinators. And I had the grand opportunity of going to the World Stunt Awards just recently at Paramount Studios, and all the stunts in Germany and Japan and some of the movies. And I mean, James Bond, the things that I saw, the James Bond movies were absolutely up, but some of the other stunts were just incredible, and how they do that, how they jump off buildings and helicopters and do all these things, and how that works and what it's like to live that kind of life as a stuntman and coordinating stunts of things blowing up and people exploding and aliens from other worlds. And that should be absolutely so much fun. And then we have new sciences and new technologies and feng shui and just show after show after show. So it's very exciting, and we're so glad that you have found us here. And this is just been wonderful, wonderful information that Julian has imparted today. And again, he told you that numerology is a science, and it's always really incredible information to know that it's a science, because we didn't know that, and that your birthday is a pin number into the portal of your life. It's a gateway, it's a keyway, and he does so many things. So we will definitely bring him back on, from hypnotherapy to past life regression and as an alternative therapist. And as I had stated at the top of the show, I have worked myself with Julian, and I have come to him at huge transitions in my life, not really understanding what was happening and why it was happening. And even when he was in Europe, even when he was in Brazil, I would seek and search for him, and I sought him out, because there really isn't anybody. I have worked with many, many, many numerologists in my time, and from doing the television shows that I have done, and the paradigm, the paranormal, and I have come across so many people that say that they're numerologists, and some of them are good, and some of them are great, but none of them are Julian. None of them can do what he can do. He can do it with you, your life. He can do it with an audience, or he could just pick people out of an audience. He can bring people to laughter, to tears. He reaches inside, and he can read your soul. He actually can read your soul. And so I'm thrilled that he was able to join us today and that some of you were able to experience readings, and we will definitely have him back to talk about past life regressions. And as he said, he can even do hypnotherapy sessions for you on Skype or on FaceTime if you're interested in that. But if you want a relationship chart done, please find him at julianmichael.net, and that's a wonderful way to do that. And then I am in Las Vegas right now by a beautiful lake. I'm out at the Lake Las Vegas at an incredible conference here, and I met somebody yesterday. His name is Nick Bearer, and Nick Bearer is a soul whisperer. A soul whisperer. He actually can find out things that lie inside of you and awaken them on multiple levels. And so I am going to have a session with Nick today, the soul whisperer, and I will come back and let you know how that worked, and we will bring him on the show, and we will let him work his magic with you as well. So we really have that to look forward to. So what a beautiful chance and serendipitous meeting to meet the soul whisperer and to be able to tell him that we have a show called Unlimited Life, and we would love him to come on as a guest, and he couldn't be more thrilled. So we look forward to having him here. So I thank you all for joining us today. I wish you an incredible week, and thank you for joining us on Unlimited Life, and we will see you next week. Thank you. Have a great day.